Okay. We're going to stick to the basic machlokas that we said last week, and not try to create more shitas. I mean, if you look in the Torah, in Simon Reish, was it Gimel Beis? One of those Gimel Reish Gimel. He says Al Peras Aretz Bar Pri Adama the Simon Leida Izehu Pri Eitz or Pri Adama Kol Ilan Shosa Peros Mishana Lashana. Nikra priya eitz, aval kol davar she'ein shrushav, nisharin ba'aretz v'tzrichin lezoro b'chol shara nikra priya adama. So hilchach hayah omer hari, tuptin agdelim b'sneil chiyotz ben mevorchin lehem bar priya eitz shemini ilanhem. So that's shita number one. That's the basic shita of the Balei Tosfos. That's the ri, that the rush. That simply, as long as you have shrushim, that qualifies for the Gemara's definition that it's osa peros mishana lashana. All right, and then the Torah says, "Varav Yosef Kosov sheyesh levarach aleim bar pri adama lefisha matzav b'tshuvas hagaonim kol ilan sheyaveish besitva v'kolo gozeha." Vitarfe legamre vahodar pare mishrashav mivarchan bar priya adama. Then you have the gaonim who hold no that the shrashim don't qualify. The shrashim don't qualify because even if they are hodar pare mishrashav, it's still bar priya adama. Those are the two basic shitas. Those are the two basic shitas. And by the way, if you look in the the way the Rush wrote it, in the Rush itself, in the back of the Gemara, so he says of the Gemara Kamar, Kol Davash Osaperis Mishana Lashana Nikra Eitz, Aval Kol Davash Etzorach Lazoro Bechol Shana Nikra Priya Aretz. Okay, so that is, of course, that he would hold that Shrushav is considered to be eights. Okay, if the Shrushav remained, because the key is that it makes Paris from year to year, but if you have to plant it again, then it's Priya Aretz. Then he says, V'od Omer, Simen Acher B'Tosefta. So you don't know over here, well, what's he saying, this V'od? Is it a new idea? Not a new idea? And there's all these Girsa problems over there. But if you take a look at Tosa Rush, he says, based on the Gemara, Hilkach, Osan Tutin, Hagedelim Besne, Uva Atadim, Vosan Freizeish, Mivarchin Alehen, Bari Preitz, the Kulan Min Ilanheim, the Chi Shaklis Leila Pera, Isela Legavza. Right? Because he holds that when the Gemara says Gavza, that includes the Shrushim. It means any part of the tree that remains from which the new fruit will spring forth the next season. He doesn't care if it's a limb, literally what we call a branch, or it's, so to speak, a branch in the ground, what we call roots. He doesn't care. It's all the same. And then he says, "V'tanya b'tosefta," and we learn in the Tosefta, "Kol shemotzi olav mikaro esavu mevarch la bar pri adama, v'chol shemotzi olav me'anafav ilanhu umevarch la bar pri eitz." So you see, he learns that Tosefta is just a further verification of what he's saying. That as long as the fruit comes from anafav, I don't care where the anafim are. It just means that those are, what do you want to call them? I don't know, separate woody existences that remain there from year to year, that qualifies in order to consider it ha'eitz. So, that's it. That's it. And we'll leave out the, that last day in the Tosfos, the complications there from Kalayim. For whatever, I don't want to get into why Kalayim has, it's a study in itself, why Kalayim's idea of Zroyim and Elon have different system than the system of bracha. In Kalayim, something you could be sitting in Elon and be mufka midaraisa from Kalaya Kerem, let's say. But when it comes to bracha, you would call it a prihadama. You'd call it a desha. A separate problem over there in Kalayim. But it's certainly in Hilchas Brachos. The question is, do you have an independent existence, an entity, and that's going to be defined as an eitz? Now, the only question is there, so to speak, I don't mean literally, like an a priori concept of a tsuras eitz? So that independent existence alone is not sufficient, is not a sufficient condition, but it also has to have the tsura of an eitz. If you hold it has to have a tsura of an eitz, then shrushim, roots, won't qualify, and it won't meet the definition of the Gemara on Daf Mem. The Gemara is saying that, yeah, it has a tsuras eitz, and it exists, mishana l'shana. But the Rosh and the Ri disagree. They say simply, as long as you have an independent substance that doesn't have to be replanted, that's enough to qualify it as a definition of an independent entity. And therefore, what grows on it, the fruit that grows forth from it, will be defined as eitz. That's it. That's what I'm saying. It makes sense. Just stick to the Torah. He saw all these things that the Rush wrote and everybody wrote. He presents it nice and clean. That's it. Let's just define. That's what we had to do. Define that Torah. He called it eitz because according to the Rush, a substance of the tree remains. It's a substance of eitz. According to the Rush, it's a substance of eitz. That's eitz. As long as it's an independent entity, it's a substance remains, that will make it bare priya eitz. I don't care if the, so to speak, the tree-like part is no longer there. He doesn't care. But Rav Yosef and the Gonim care very much. Okay, so let's do Rav Yehuda. So the Mishnah says, right, Vala Yarako Su Omer Bore Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bore Minei Deshoyim. Right, so Rashi said, Bore Minei Deshoyim, Lefishi Yesh Bechlal Pri Adama, Deshoyim Uzroyim Kigon Kitnias. Rabbi Yehuda Boy Heka Bracha Lechol Min Vamin. Yeah, I see they really try to describe these things again. See, it's not exactly the same system, but in Kalayim they talk about these things a lot. I did say it in the Rambam, I think, also in Perachas and Ilchos Kalayim. But anyhow, so what is Rabbi Yehuda's Svara? Rabbi Yehuda Boy Heka Bracha Lechol Min Vamin. And what do the Chachamim hold? That Rashi doesn't tell us. Yeah. Alright, so where's the Gemara? Where is the Gemara? Daf Mem, right? Daf Mem. So it sounds like according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's at least three different types of brachas. There are those things that really get a Bari Pri Adama. Then there's Bari Minei Deshayim. And then there's Bari Minei Zrayim. I think that's right. I think from my cursory glance at Kalayim, it seems that those are the three basic categories. But I wouldn't be upset if it was a fourth. I just don't know what it is. Okay. All right. Daf Mem. Is everybody there? Okay. Amar Reb Zera, the Tema Reb. It's not, is it Chinino or Chanina? What is it supposed to be? Chanina? Does anybody know?
I have
you got Chinina? Let's stick to Chinina. I got some Zion here. I don't know why. I don't know.
What is so,
the first audition thing? We'll stick to the Bavli. Okay. Hey, the Tema Reb Chinina Bar Papa ain't halachic Reb Yehuda. So you think that'd be the last word?
The Amar Rab Zera Vitema Reb Chinina Bar Papa, my time of the Reb Yehuda, Amakra, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Right, the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamaslano. Hakel Yeshua Seino Sela. Nice Pasuk. V'chi b'yom evarchen aso v'layla eim evarchen aso? Did David mean to imply that you only mevarach Hashem b'yom and not b'layla? Could be the halachic derivation it's about to make. Maybe they're being makbid on the fact that it should have said Baruch Hashem yom v'layla. Why did it say yom yom? You know, linguistically. Okay, but anyhow, so the Gemara says, Elalomalach, kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein birchosav. Hachanami, here also, kol min v'min tein lo me'ein birchosav. So, what does it mean, kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein birchosav? What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Kol yom vayom, b'Shabbos mein Shabbos, b'Yom Tov mein Yom Tov." Your brachas should reflect the yom. So Reb Yehuda said, "Very well, that if the brachas should represent the different and specific days, no." The bracha should also reflect the different and specific minim. That's his basic argument. So you can understand why the Gemara brought down his argument. It's very persuasive. Sounds like a very good argument. Right? Very good argument. In fact, it's such a good argument, you wonder why the Chacham don't believe it. After all, they do hold, like Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that you do Me'ein Birchosav when it comes to the Yomim. We certainly, everybody agrees that the Bracha Tefillah, Birchas HaMazon, all these types of things, all do reflect the Yom. So, why don't they carry through the argument like Rabbi Yehuda did, that it should be boy heker bracha lachol min v'min tein lo mein berchosav? That's a nice problem. See, I think that's why, I really believe that's why the Gemara brought down Rabbi Yehuda, even though we don't paskin like him, because it is important to understand this. It's important to see what his svara is in order to really also understand what the chachamim hold, what the Tanakama holds. It really reveals itself through this Gemara. Okay. So the question is, so what's the machlokas? What's going on here? What's the machlokas? It's true the Pesukim talk about Yom, but, you know, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, gleaned a certain idea from that. From David HaMelech's expression, he gleaned an idea and thought that idea, well, that's what you have to define. I mean, but he's learning there's a concept underlying that, and that should be applicable just as much to the world of brachas on foods. Yeah, why don't the Chacham agree with Rabbi Yehuda? Certainly they have, they agree. You don't just say Shahakal and everything. You have Bari Priya Dhamma, you have Bari Priya Eitz. So you see that they also seem to have a trend in that way. So why don't they also say like he does? And like I said, they all accept the Pasuk for what it's basic teaching. So why don't they agree with Rabbi Yehuda and go all the way? I mean, if you say it only means Yom, I mean, you're going to have to explain what that means, because we know, I mean, there are concepts in the Torah. Just the fact that it only refers to Yom doesn't mean you can't apply the concept to something else. Rabbi Yehuda seems to apply it very nicely, even on the superficial level. You see, what Reb Yehuda gleaned from the Pasuk, the concept that he derived from the Pasuk was the concept that being more specific is greater Shevach. That the more specific you are, and the less generic, the greater the Shevach. And that's why when he saw that the David HaMelech said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that your bracha insofar as Yomim, the more specific you are, the greater the Shevach. That's what David HaMelech said. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Okay, having to express the specific Yom when you give Shevach to God. It's not enough to give the generic Shevach of day to day. Okay? So he said, why shouldn't the concept of specificity apply equally well to the area of brachas? And it's very good, he said. That's exactly the Masorah that you see, that you have Bari Pri HaDama, you have Bari Pri HaEitz. You don't just rely on Shahakal. So therefore, within the realm of Peros, of growth of the Adama, of the Aretz, there are different categories, as we talked about last week. There's different things. There's Desha, there's Zroyim, and then there's Peros. Okay? So therefore, he said, which, by the way, you don't have by Peros of the Elon. You don't have that kind of division. That's why Peros Elon, Priya Eitz works for all of them. Okay, I'm not getting into David's question now. Why don't you start making brachas on specifically oranges, apples, or tomatoes, cucumber? You know, we don't. Okay, that's a different problem. But it does not further break down into different minim in the area of Elon. But in Hadama it does, in Aretz it does. So he learned from the Pasuk that specificity is a greater Shevach, and therefore it should be applicable to Brachas. What do the Chachamim say? The Chachamim say no. That is not what David HaMelech was expressing. He was not expressing the concept of specificity, that's greater Shevach. Rather, what David HaMelech was expressing is that bracha must be an expression of the experience of the gavra. And what the gavra expresses in Yemos HaChol is a different experience than he experiences on a day that has Kedushas Hayom, whether it be Shabbos, Yontif, etc. It's halacha that Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Tein Lo Me'ein Birchosav means that's in the framework of the experience of the Gavra. And therefore the Chacham said the experience of the Gavra is completely different on a day that has Kedushas Hayom, a day of Me'ein that has a Me'ein HaMa'ora. You see, that's a different kind of experience of the Gavra. But it's not a different experience whether he's eating Desha, Zroyim, or Pri Adama. So therefore they said, you want to know, see now you have one question left. So why don't they just have a generic bracha? Right? The answer is, they don't have HaAdama and HaEitz because it's more specific. That's not their framework. They have HaAdama and HaEitz because that is a more accurate description of the Bria. In other words, it would not be an accurate description. You have to, when you give Shevach, it should be you're talking about God as the Bore of things. And therefore, it's a more accurate description that now I am eating a pre-HaEitz. That is an accurate description of the nature of the item that I'm eating. It has to do with the existence of the thing, God, as far as he's the borei, what are you relating to insofar as what he created? So it would not be an accurate description, but not because of specificity. It's not because specificity is a greater shevach. It's simply you have to give an accurate, they hold simply has to be an accurate description of the entity that you're consuming. So the pasuk is not telling you the idea of specificity. It's telling you that your shevach should be in line with the experience of the gavra. And therefore, you can't apply that to brachas. That's the machlokas.
I don't understand the difference.
Is
accuracy based on specificity?
Wait, 1 second. Do you understand the idea insofar as the bracha? I mean, as far as the pasuk. There's 2 points here. There are 2 points here, David. There's 2 points. First, tell me you understand that. Then we can talk about the other one. Nurse, do you understand the machlokas in the pasuk? What concept you glean from the pasuk?
Well, I mean, I had difficulty with the Rav Chaim at all, though. I don't understand what
I mean. Experience means he's in a different existence.
Okay.
Yeah. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that, and I know it needs to be defined better, that when according to Chaim, when you have Shahakal Hadama Ha'etz, it's not because specificity is a function of Shevach. That's not what is the reason that you have these different brachas. It's not because specificity equals greater Shevach. It's simply that your Shevach needs to be accurate. Your statement about what you're about to consume requires an accurate statement. In other words, insofar as the accuracy is in its existence, it wouldn't make sense to go beyond pre-Hadama. The Shayim Zrayim, that's just specificity. That's not insofar as the accuracy of the cause of its causation, how it comes into existence. That's correct. But still, you guys are asking me to, you know, define this better. I mean, I think it should be. In other words, what we're saying is we gave a definition within the pasuk. What is the intent of the pasuk? All right, is it to be mevarach Hashem from the framework of the gavra and his experience? Right, it's a different experience and existence within Shabbos and Yontov, etc. And then it has nothing to do with the world of bracha. Of brachas hana, you know, by ochel, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns from the pasuk the concept of that specificity equals greater shevach. So he therefore readily applies it. Now we're asking that according to Chum, who don't apply the pasuk at all, so then why do they in fact just don't have a? Why don't they just simply have a shahakal and take care of all the foods? Why do they have a bar pri eitz and a bar pri adama? Why? That's our question. That we have to answer according to Chum.